the latest bizarre turn of events in the 2024 presidential election cycle, and I guess at this point there's a new one every day, some expected, some unexpected, is the Democrats' new talking point is to call Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Republicans in general weird. We're the weirdos, they say.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird.
They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style that he brings.
Pete Buttigieg calling someone else weird. This from the same administration that appointed Rachel Levine to be the Assistant Secretary of Health. The same administration that hired Sam Brinton, the gender non-binary luggage kleptomaniac whose hobby was to travel around the country and steal people's luggage from luggage claims at airports so that he could find more women's clothes to wear. This is all connected to a disinformation smear campaign being waged against J.D. Vance that involves spreading around fake screenshots claiming to be from his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, claiming that he wrote that he did you-know-what with his couch. In a very bizarre way, I'm not even going to get into the details, but some Democrats know that it's a hoax, so they're claiming that it's a meme, while others continue to spread it, actually thinking that J.D. Vance wrote about this in his memoir because they know how dumb the average Democrat is and their base. So the Associated Press, surprisingly, at first, did the right thing. They published a fact check about the hoax, only to then quickly delete their fact check, dumping it down the memory hole because the liberals got so upset about it. And when the AP fact checks something, they're tied in with Facebook's automatic fact checking system. And so when people post that fake news, then it automatically gets flagged. So that then stopped the spread or slowed the spread of the fake news. So the Associated Press literally deleted a fact check so that the fake news could continue to spread far and wide. Page unavailable. This story did not go through our standard editing process and has been removed. Again, not that the fact check was wrong. It's because the fact check was correct and they deemed the story not worthy of being fact checked. It's just a silly joke. It's just an internet rumor. It's just a meme. And so it doesn't warrant a fact check from the Associated Press, they said. This is the kind of fake news that the fact checkers actually should be fact checking, especially when the perpetuators of this hoax cited page numbers of the alleged excerpt. And so the Associated Press did their due diligence. They searched the book for the terms couch and sofa and other terms, never found anything, and consulted with other people who had read the book. And then they concluded, of course, that there is no such reference in the book whatsoever. What is weird, however, is yesterday there were two online Zoom conferences, one for white women for Kamala, the other white dudes for Kamala, and here's just a sample of that weirdness.
Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am, like, shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season.
BIPOC, by the way, if you're not up to speed with your latest culture Marxist terminology, means Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. It's a buzzword meaning all non-white people, essentially.
We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season.
To listen. White women need to sit down and listen to the expert BIPOCs tell them what they need to be doing.
So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
I think it's safe to say she is talking about white privilege, right? Wait for it.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So
never correct a non-white person when they make a mistake, when they're spewing nonsense, or they're spreading fake news. But buckle up, because the white dudes for Kamala's Zoom conference is even more cringe.
You've got some big Democratic names who are set to be on this Zoom call. You have David Hogg, who is with us right now. You have Roy Cooper, the former governor of North Carolina. You have Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Congressman Adam Schiff. Lots of big names.
Big stars. They're all heroes. Here's the organizer, and yes, he is even weirder than you could possibly imagine.
And that happens at the same time as the myths around America that we grew up with, that we as men are expected to be protectors and providers, are going out into an economy that doesn't really allow for that, especially for working class folks.
This clown does not qualify as a dude, and I guarantee you that he hasn't eaten protein in 15 years, and is so weak that he couldn't even carry a half a gallon of milk from the refrigerator to the breakfast table.
And sort of like compounding on that, masculinity as a trope has been co-opted by the MAGA right into something that feeds into and exacerbates the loneliness epidemic, as well as the mental health crisis that many face that end up leading to really destructive behaviors.
So because conservative men, or the MAGA right, as he calls us, are normal, and we're not a bunch of sissies and soy boys, and we're traditionalists, we either work hard jobs that keep us fit and strong, or we go to the gym and eat a lot of protein and maintain the traditional roles that society has had ingrained in our DNA since the liberal pandemic hit. Now he feels bad about himself. And he, and millions of others, obviously, are having a mental health crisis. And it's our fault just for existing.
We aren't the only ones that are hurt by these things. Black and brown people, LGBTQIA plus people, especially trans women and indigenous people. and all sorts of other folks in our society who've been historically and often still today are marginalized and being hurt.
Marginalized. They're actually idolized. They're put on pedestals. Every day, everywhere, by the liberal media industrial complex. Let's check out some of these big names they had on the Zoom call, like Eric Fartswell. Tell us, sissy boy, how come you're jealous of Republicans?
Recently, I walked in a parade in my hometown of Dublin, California. We always pass out rubber duckies in every parade. It was the first parade that I asked my children to join me. And so I had my 7-year-old, my 5-year-old. They're working the parade. They're passing out duckies. And my 7-year-old Nelson walks up to a little girl to give her a little rubber ducky with the campaign logo on it. And as she hands the girl the ducky, this older guy standing behind her, who I think is probably her dad, looks at my son and he says, "We're for Trump." And my son looks at me and then he looks back at the guy and he said, "Who's Trump?"
Imagine being offended when you're using your small children to propagandize others with the liberal agenda, and then one of the other parents sees what's happening and has had enough and politely says they support Trump. They couldn't possibly find someone with lower testosterone than Eric Swalwell to join the Zoom call, could they? Oh, wait, what's this?
He's also the internet's favorite candidate for VP. One of the brightest stars in the Democratic Party. We've got Pete Buttigieg with us.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much. I'm really excited to be with you all and to address this convening of dudes.
The internet's favorite candidate, he said, for Kamala's VP, Pete Buttigieg. We should hope and pray that that is her choice. But sadly, the Democrat Party isn't that dumb. And while they got their white dudes for Kamala, we got this guy.
You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt, Niggas for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
We salute you, sir. And speaking of great political shirts, my distributor probably wouldn't go for that one. You can get the new Fight for Trump shirt from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.